Man, people crazy out these streets, bro. I've been grinding since I was like 15 with this music, bro. I've learned that I can't please everybody. And there's been a lot of love, but there's also been misunderstanding, hate, and this box they put me in. And it makes them uncomfortable if I'm not in it.
DJ KJ.
And I ain't in it.
Whoa, there's power in words, so I'm speaking.
Okay.
And I might not do it your way, it's okay, you just wasting your breath for no reason.
Whoa.
Oh, you mad, man, huh? No box like to live in my freedom.
I do.
Plus, I'm on a mission, might look a bit different, but know that the goal is.
Best NBA coach of all time, who would you say?
NBA coach of all time?
Phil Jackson.
All right, yes.
I was going to say, there's no way you can't.
You got to go Phil Jackson.
My man's got three-peats with twice at the Bulls and then once with the Lakers. Like, my man's a dog.
But when he came to the Knicks, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Because he tried to run that. He tried to run that triangle offense, and you can't run it now.
Yeah.
He tried to run it with Carmelo Anthony, and it didn't work. So I think his time was done.
Yeah, but I mean it's all it happens.
He did. He had his great
decades.
Yeah, yes he did what a lot of guys can't do.
Yeah.
To win multiple championships with multiple teams.
Yep.
Like you rarely see that in any sport.
I know.
Stupid Patriots.
Like, yeah. I don't even know if you. Has that ever happened in the NFL?
What, like a coach with different teams like that?
Multiple Super Bowls.
Because I think he had two. He had more than one championship with both the Lakers and the Bulls.
Yeah.
Definitely the Bulls.
And he had his own championships before that, as a player.
Yeah.
As a player. He looked kind of goofy.
He did.
Like, they showed the picture.
He was a hippie.
Kind of goofy, yeah.
He's a pretty decorated, as far as championships.
I think, what they say, he had, like, total championships, he had 13.
It's probably something crazy like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of anybody else that's done that in.
Yeah.
Football specifically, like I can't think of any other coach that's won.
The only coach
multiple.
I think that could do it, I mean, Steve Kerr did it. He did it with the Seahawks and with USC.
Mm-hmm. You talk about Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll, what'd I say?
Steve Kerr.
Oh, Pete Carroll, yeah.
Oh, Pete Carroll, yeah.
Pete Carroll, I said it wrong first. Pete Carroll, yeah. He did it with USC.
He did.
But that's college.
They cheated,
college.
Though.
They did cheat.
They did cheat, but they still won.
And he chooses gum too much for me to like him, so.
Well, I guess one kind of equivalent could be like Joe Gibbs won with different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Three different quarterbacks. Like, you don't see that often in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill Belichick could do it.
I do think Bill Belichick could win a championship with another team.
Yeah, that's why I'm really interested in seeing how they do without each other.
Yeah.
I think
both of them.
I think if he went to a decent team, he could do it. If he went to like a rundown team, he couldn't do it. Because Phil Jackson went to a decent team.
Yeah.
Like, the Lakers weren't bad when he went there. They were a good team.
He was getting Kobe when Kobe was, like, really becoming Kobe.
I think if he went to the Cardinals could win the Super Bowl.
Bill Belichick going to the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that could happen.
I like Kyler Murray a lot.
Yeah.
I do, too. Yeah, he's solid.
He's nice. I just hope he doesn't do too good because they're in our division.
Bro, I think y'all have to watch out
for them.
They
got some weapons, man.
Yeah.
D-Hop. Who they got for literally a bag of chips.
For nothing.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Fitzgerald is 95 years old and still,
balls.
Yeah, he's still great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch that.
But I don't know why they hired that coach.
Cliff Kingsbury or whatever.
He had a nice house.
I was about to ask you.
He had a nice house.
Yeah.
But
that man was balling.
They hired him from Texas Tech, and Texas Tech had a losing record the past 2 years.
Yeah.
But they had Pat Mahomes. Was it Pat Mahomes they had?
They had Pat Mahomes.
And they still had, I think they might have had one winning season when he was there.
I think he was the type of dude they brought in more as a developer. Like they saw with what he was able to do with Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't see Mahomes and Kyler Murray as the same type of person.
No. Mm-mm. But you know, I mean, it's the same reason we brought in Matt Rhule in Carolina. Like, they didn't bring Matt Rhule in to come in and dominate. And like, they brought Matt Rhule in for Carolina to be a culture builder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they saw what he did at Temple, and then they saw what he was able to do at Baylor, how they took these two organizations or programs that were trash and rebuild them into being something respectable.
Yeah,
he took Baylor from the ground.
Yeah, he did.
With it, they didn't win a game.
No, I know.
Before he was there, that was
And even his first season, I think they only won one.
Yeah.
But then that next year they won five, and then year three is when they were like, that's when they had finally come in. They were bought in.
Baylor kind of fell out, and you didn't really see him.
Yeah.
You saw him for a little bit, and
after
then you didn't really see him.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they just popped back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
I hope he can do it with Carolina.
Bro, me too.
I do like watching Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Me too, man. I love watching Carolina.
I like Teddy Bridgewater.
I don't think he's the long-term answer, but I think he's definitely
stopgap.
Yeah, Because I do think if the season goes the way I think it's going to go, I think we're going to draft a quarterback in the top three this season. Either I think it's either going to be Fields or it's going to be
Lawrence
will be our quarterback in the
Lawrence
future.
I think Lawrence will go to Jacksonville. Fields is nice. Fields reminds me of Mahomes, actually. Just a little bit more of a runner.
I personally want Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So, if we take Trevor Lawrence, I won't be mad, but I like Fields' game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like
Fields... in all reality, he was a better quarterback last year than Joe Burrow.
But this is why I wish we were having a college football season right now, because literally every year I feel like it's like three quarterbacks every single year that we think are going to be the first round picks and stuff. And there's always somebody that, like we talked about earlier, that just pops up. And then there's like at least two of the top ones that we think are going to be the top ones who have a bad season, and they end up becoming third, fourth round picks.
Was it last year or the year before when everybody was like hyping up Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
I never liked Justin Herbert at all.
Yeah.
I heard everybody hyping up Justin Herbert. And then I go to watch an Oregon game, and the game starts. And he said, Justin Herbert's a great quarterback. He's got the size. He's just not very accurate.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you needed to be a quarterback.
Quarterback. But he he still went high.
He did.
I think the one he went from. Tom, right? Yeah, Jake from. Fromm. Jake Fromm or whatever his name is.
Georgia. He did get in trouble with that racist text or something.
But a lot of people liked him and thought he was going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Pretty high pick.
Was he drafted in the fifth or the sixth?
It was low. Day three.
He was projected second round, I think.
Yeah.
And then him and then Jacob Eason from Washington both didn't go.
Where did Eason go?
Eason.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But these guys, man, they drop every year.
Yeah.
I tell people on Twitter all the time, man, because it was a time where Washington football team fans, they were always looking forward to the next year's draft for a quarterback.
Same for 49ers. We were looking.
Eason's with the Colts. Might be a good situation for him.
Okay.
Learn a little bit from Philip Rivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Philip Rivers is grumpy, though.
He is. So is Aaron Rodgers. What's his name going to learn from Aaron Rodgers?
I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Apparently, Philip Rivers is like a devout Christian, and like he's like a really weird guy, but like he does not. He doesn't use profanity. He like uses like
he's got some, his own church at his home. He's got like 13 kids, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got some shirt that says something. I think my mom has a shirt, but I don't know. It says something in different language, but it says something nice.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look nice on the field.
He does. Apparently, he's like a super aggressive guy, but like. Even the NFL films, like when they mic the guys up, when you listen to him, it's like, it's so weird.
He's mad, but he doesn't curse, and he doesn't like use hurtful words.
Yeah.
He kind of just gets mad.
Well, do you remember? I remember watching him and Jay Cutler go at it all the time.
Yeah. I used to love Jay Cutler.
Back when he was with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some highlight reel stuff.
That
right
was
there.
Hilarious, man.
Jay Cutler definitely used bad words.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love Jay Cutler, man. I really liked him.
That dude had an arm.
Yeah. I mean, there were some seasons there where he was arguably a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
He was very close to becoming a Redskin.
Was he?
He was. He was very close, and it didn't happen. So, I don't know.
What about the Browns? What do you guys think about the Browns? You think they're?
I don't believe in. I like Mayfield, but I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy.
Yeah, I haven't really thought he was the guy.
Because that's what, you have to have the quarterback. They have the team, but they have to have it right at quarterback to deliver the ball to their options.
He has weapons. He just is not executing.
He's got no excuse for why he can't execute. That's why it was so mind boggling to watch him last season be as bad as he was.
Mm-hmm.
When you got Jarvis, when you got Njoku, when you got Odell, you got
they have 100 tight ends right now.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Then they signed Hooper, right?
And they drafted two.
He got 10.6 million, which is which was the highest,
which was pretty high. And they drafted two tight ends who were probably top 7-ish tight ends in the draft.
Who's the coach for the Browns?
That's the guy. It's offensive coordinator from the Vikings.
This is his first season.
Yeah, because it was going to be him, or it's going to be our defensive coordinator.
Okay.
49ers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it's all going to.
I can't pronounce his last name.
It's some hard to pronounce last name.
Yeah, it's Krzyzewski, something like that, right?
Man, you know who I like?
Uh-huh.
Is San Diego's coach, Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Lynn.
Yeah, I really hope that he can do something with San Diego.
Yeah, it came out that he contracted COVID or something.
Yeah, he had COVID. Sean Payton had COVID. There's another coach that got it too.
Eagles coach.
Yeah, Doug Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Then do you guys watch Hard Knocks?
I don't have HBO to watch it.
I haven't seen it yet. No, that's who's on it this year.
It's the Chargers.
Both of the, is it
the
LA Chargers teams? Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I haven't really watched it. My mom watched little clips of it, and she showed me. And it was like some guy put his pants on backwards, and they were clowning him the whole time. But
yeah, I liked. Y'all ever watch All for Nothing on Amazon Prime?
I have not watched. That's the Panthers thing that they won.
Well, there's like six seasons.
Really?
They've done the Panthers. They've done the Eagles. They've done the the Cowboys. A few other teams. It was really compelling TV though, yeah, when the Panthers were on it, because it was during basically Cam's like demise,
right,
with his injuries, that not last year but the year before.
What do you think about the Cowboys? How do you think they're going to do?
Man,
how you think Manny?
I don't know, man, because they always I try not to be biased. You know, I think they have good pieces, but they always seem to have good pieces,
and they end up and they just like 9-7.
Yeah, yeah. So it comes down to Dak. Yeah. I think, you know, it comes down to him being able to deliver the ball to those weapons and stuff. But I don't know. I think they're going to be. I think this the NFC East still belongs to the Eagles.
Yeah, I think Zeke is a beast, but yeah, I think he is highly overrated. Because if you look at it, all of his runs, he doesn't get touched for the first 5 yards. Because they have a great offensive line.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
someone on that team is not going to be happy this year. Just the ball. There's two.
It's probably going to be Zeke.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, I mean they have a nice receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which makes no. I can't. I was so upset this offseason with them. Because, first of all, Amari Cooper was supposed to be a Redskin.
Yeah.
And then the whole fact that they decided to draft another receiver, I was like, come on.
I thought Lamb was the CeeDee Lamb. I thought he was the best receiver in the draft.
Over Judy?
Yeah, I have him over Judy. Really? He's a playmaker.
And well, then Judy's how a route runner. He snatched his phone from his girl real quick.
That was funny.
Well, there was a bunch of clips of the guys like and their girlfriends. It was hilarious. That was the thing in the draft, yeah, man.
Well, that's what I liked. That I hope they do that again. Like scratch doing the in-person stuff, like that was compelling.
One girlfriend
television
trying to hug the player that got drafted, and then the mom was just stiff-arming her away.
CeeDee Lamb did set some high expectations. What do you say? He said 88 because he wants to be better than Michael Irvin, and he's going to be Hall of Famer. I mean, that's good to have positive.
Yeah.
But I don't want.
Them better be able to back those words up.
Yeah, exactly. He's a dog. I like Lamb that more. I mean, I like Judy a little more.
Yeah.
I just don't like his situation.
With the Broncos?
Yeah.
I think the Broncos could be they're either going to be decent
like
this
year,
or they're going to be terrible.
I don't like Drew Lock, and that's why I don't like the situation.
Yeah. I like Drew Lock a little bit.
See, I don't know.
I think he's that great of a quarterback.
I mean, this year could be different. Like, yeah. I don't know. But he was, a rookie last year.
Yeah.
So
they have a good running back, though. Lindsey?
Yeah.
He's nice.
They also have Melvin Gordon now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
him.
Melvin Gordon. I don't know how the Chargers let him go.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Because I don't even. Who's their running back now? Exactly.
Whitehead? Something Whitehead?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
No. But I kind of like you, though. He's a gunslinger. I have a thing for gunslingers. I don't know why. You know, I like Jay Cutler. I'm a big Matt Stafford guy.
Yeah.
And I like Drew
Matt
Locke.
Stafford hasn't retired yet. Mm-hmm. Didn't he break his back last year? I think
he's
did.
He's still balling.
Or like he broke something last year and he didn't play.
Yeah, he did. He messed up his back a little bit.
He is
he's
old.
Back.
He's getting old.
He's not that old.
But he
how old is Matt Stafford?
Like he's like 30.
His injury.
That's it.
He came into the league at like 20. Like 20 years old. He is super young. Because I was telling people this all the time when the Redskins had Kirk Cousins, that Kirk was older than Matt Stafford.
Oh, yeah. Kirk Cousins still at the Vikings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's 32.
I don't know 32? How they're going to do this yet.
Yeah.
So he's only a year older than Cam.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs going to the Bills. That was
I'm excited to watch the Bills.
Yeah.
I'm on the Bills train this year.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know anybody that's actually a Bills fan.
I know one.
I don't know anybody.
His name's Josh Ledick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any Bills fans.
Yeah.
But yeah. Josh Allen, he's nice. Sometimes he just decides if it's
he's another gunslinger.
Yeah, and he's a sneaky athlete.
Yeah.
But he's one of those players that like he can get his arm can get out of hand. Like it'll be like it'll be a 10-yard curl and he'll throw it 30 yards down the field.
He has to learn some touch, some finesse.
Cam had those issues too for a while.
Yeah.
He would be like, bro, I'm only 5 yards away from you. What are you gonna try to put a hole through me for?
Yeah. Their defense is nice too.
They've got Sean. I think they just extended Sean McDermott. They
did yesterday.
So he's basically.
What was it today? Yeah.
It was recently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I mean he's a good coach.
He is.
I mean our defense really did fall apart when he left.
Yeah.
And I mean they've got. I think they even got Josh Norman now.
Mm-hmm. That's the.
That's not too much.
No. But I mean it is like I've said it from the very beginning that Josh Norman is a system guy. He was never gonna, and I never thought he was going to succeed in Washington.
He is.
And I do think he can have a very. Not a starting role in Buffalo, but I think he can have a successful role being back with Sean McDermott, who knows how to use Josh Norman, who knows how to build a system around Josh Norman's game.
Did Josh Norman have one of those type of things, like with the Redskins staff, like Trent Williams? Did he have one of those things, or he just kind of fell off and wasn't playing well?
He wasn't playing well, and then I think Gruden just had a thing against him.
I mean, Josh Norman's outspoken.
Yeah. Josh Norman, because I kind of got to know him a little bit, is a very, very weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very weird.
Did he still put in his like red eye contacts when he would play? He used to wear red eye contacts.
He would put
red eye contacts in just because he wanted.
I don't think he did that.
He's crazy.
One of my craziest stories about Josh Norman that I will never forget. I think it was the last year. I was covering the Redskins. Lost against the Panthers. And he was super upset. So you can go into the locker room like 20 minutes after the players come off the field. And the star player is like, you're expected to talk to media. That's our job is to go in there and talk to you. So Josh sat at his locker for like a good 40 minutes. And then he decided to stand up. Everybody, like literally all the media is wrapped around him because that's the player that everybody needs to talk to. He decided to wait another like 20 minutes. And he just started taking off his clothes in front of everybody. And then when he finally did allow us to interview him, it was like one word answers, and I'm like, come on, man.
Guess that's the Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch can do that though.
He can do that because he plays well. I'm like, Josh, come on, just suck it up and do the interview. But
yeah. I'm still so mad about that 2015 season, man. There was so much
about it.
We should have won.
Yeah,
the Broncos should not have won that Super Bowl. Or let's rephrase that. Wow, I just forgot his name because that's how much I dislike him.
Peyton Manning.
No, Peyton Manning won that Super Bowl.
Who was that? That was
No, Peyton Manning was on the team.
Yeah.
The running back?
No, their linebacker. I can't think of his name right
Von
now.
Von Miller?
Yeah, see, mm-hmm. I don't want to talk
to him. See, I don't think the Broncos won. I think the Panthers just lost.
Oh, we lost.
The Panthers lost.
We lost that game. We handed that game to them.
Yeah.
And it was super frustrating. I mean, because before that, I mean, no one expected us to blow out the 49 or not the 49ers, the Seahawks and the Cardinals the way we did. Like, we lit them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on the Carolina train going into that game.
Yeah, same.
I had never been so confident going into a game, especially like even thinking I would be that confident going to a Super Bowl. I'm like, man, mm-hmm. we got this.
Yeah,
I'm about to actually watch my team win a Super Bowl. I'm hype.
Yeah, it was split because I knew a couple. My stepfather, he's a Broncos fan, shout out to him. But he's a Broncos fan, and he's kind of one of those guys where it's like, if his team is losing, he kind of walks away, but then all of a sudden they start coming back, mm-hmm. like while he's away, so he'll come back. That's what he did for Super Bowl. It was kind of a rocky start, and then he left, and all of a sudden comes back, and Cam's pouting on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, I can relate to Cam. I'm a poor loser,
so,
and a poor winner.
Yeah.
I'm not a good winner or a good loser, so
it doesn't matter what game it is. We were playing basketball at my house, and you're over getting mad.
Hey man, I'm competitive.
Yeah,
and that's why I loved Cam so much, because he was competitive, and when things weren't going his way,
yes.
you were gonna know it wasn't going his way.
Dude, I was looking at Jeffrey Epstein's. Let me see if I have it on my phone. Jeffrey Epstein's documentary last night, and there was a picture.
I saw that. That's on
Did
Netflix.
You see it? Did you see the little statue that looked like Cam?
Mm-mm.
It was hilarious.
That's the one on Netflix, right?
Yeah. And let me see. It's like this little statue. I was like, Cam, is that you? You
see? Oh, let me see.
But that's the hair.
Oh man, why you gotta do Cam?
He has the craziest.
Cam does have some pretty whack hair right now.
Yeah, he's got some whack style too.
Yeah,
he needs to. I mean, I like his, I actually do like his style.
I don't hate on him, man.
Like that little, I thought it was hilarious when he wore that little scarf thing over his face. That was pretty.
Well,
good.
Did you see? I sent you the interview or whatever it was with him sitting down. I think was it Odell?
and Victor Cruz.
Yes.
I think Victor Cruz was like interviewing him or whatever, and somebody made a joke about this being like woman eating brunch. Because Cam was like super flamboyant. I mean, Cam is just like, I mean, he's just a super creative guy.
He is, yeah.
And so he has that side to him, but
I wish nothing but the best for my man.
Yeah.
That sucks because now I'm actually going to be like low key having to pull for the page because I love Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am a huge Cam fan. I watched him all throughout Auburn. And that's what's like frustrating. It's like, man, now I got to cheer for this dude.
Yeah.
One of the greatest college football players to ever play the game, Cam Newton.
Oh, absolutely. He was.
Yeah. And I'm not Patriots. Like, Patriots were like my third team. It was like 49ers, Redskins, and then Patriots. Because Tom Brady went to Michigan.
Mm.
So I had to root for him. So now I kind of just don't really care about the Patriots. If they win, they're kind of boring to watch. Maybe not so more with Cam, because Cam's a mobile quarterback.
But they just he doesn't have that many weapons, a receiver that I'm not.
But they never have really. They had kind of Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Gronk didn't even play last year.
Yeah.
They have a great defense.
They do.
They have the best cornerback in the game.
But they've lost a lot of their defensive players have opted out.
They have. But it's still time.
Hightower's out.
Apparently they can opt back in.
Oh, can they?
So I don't know if they will. I don't know.
I like Gilmore. He's a nice corner, but I have to say who I think is the best is Jalen Ramsey.
Well, I love
Jalen. I love Jalen Ramsey.
I love Jalen. Yeah. I want him on the Redskins next year, the Washington football team, whatever they're going to be called, the Red Wolves.
I will never get over Jalen Ramsey being a diva.
He's wild, man.
That interview where he was just, like, I legit felt like I was watching a female. He's all up in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, who are you?
And he did the same thing on the field. He would talk on the field.
Yeah.
And then when he right before he left Jacksonville was when he got in the fight with that coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I think he called out the owner too. And that's when like half of the defense from Jacksonville left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've kind of gone downhill because they were a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
And then they won one game.
Who's this? Are they going with Gardner this year? Gardner Minshew.
They're going with him.
Gardner. He's underrated. He's not bad.
I don't like him at all, man. And I get see because Jay Gruden is their offensive coordinator now, and I guarantee you he does not like Gardner Minshew. That is because the Grutens, they are not into those kind of quarterbacks. Like, they like the vets. They want a veteran.
Yeah. And
I guarantee you he's not a fan of Minshew.
I mean, how can you not be a fan of him?
When you think about that, I didn't think about his brother John. John won with Brad Johnson, and then after that his glory days in Tampa were when he had Jeff Garcia,
mm-hmm.
a veteran quarterback.
Right.
And now, like, I mean, I feel like he's trying to press out their Carr.
Oh, he doesn't want Carr.
Yeah.
Mariota is going to start.
You think so?
At some point, yeah. Oh, but absolutely.
Who's older? Mariota or Carr?
Carr is older.
But Mayock is there, and Mayock was a huge Mariota fan.
Yeah.
So Mariota, he's going to start.
I don't trust Mayock. He made some very highly questionable moves in the draft.
He did.
The Henry Ruggs III, drafting him of the first receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. I think he was, to me personally, was one of the best draft analysts. But now that he's running a team, like, I definitely haven't really liked the way he's drafted.
I mean, both of his picks in the first round. Ruggs was going to be a first round. He could have traded back for him, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember who they drafted. I think the defensive player.
Yeah.
But he was, like, projected third round.
Mm-hmm.
Third round corner. Oh, it was Arnett from Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think.
And even last year, they drafted that edge rusher who nobody had going. What was it, third overall pick or something like that?
From Clemson?
The interior guy.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Is he Clemson?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of
Christian,
his name.
Right?
Christian Wilkins.
Yeah. Was it Christian Wilkins? Christian Wilkins is Miami.
No, that's not his name.
I don't know, but he's in interior defensive lineman.
Isn't Christian Wilkins the one who has that hilarious, don't say that to me. No. You never seen that?
No.
I think that was Christian Wilkins, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. When he's someone's trying to get sassy, and he was like, no, don't say that. No. I was like, who is this fool?
Yeah. Nah, that wasn't the player, though. It was he's an edge rusher. I think he plays DN. And nobody had him projected to go. Nobody had him projected to go top 15.
Yeah.
And they took him like third overall or something like that, which was crazy. So
I do gotta say, I have been more and more of a fan of the Washington football team now that they have let go of Trent Williams. and we picked him up. And Jordan Reed. If Jordan Reed,
you did pick up Jordan Reed.
Well, and Jordan Reed is a beast, but he did not stay healthy.
I'm afraid. Jordan Reed is a great dude. I am like afraid for his next injury. If he gets another head injury, it's going to really, like, I guarantee he's already going to have some issues as he gets older, because he's had so many concussions. But I would hate to see him, like, not die on the field, but like have a very, like, very tragic injury on the field, because he's almost
dead. I do gotta say,
he was feral.
He was your guy's primary tight end.
Yeah.
And he's going to be our second tight end. He'll be on the field probably once out of every three plays on the double tight end set. So I think he won't get used as much, which eliminates the chance of injury more. So we can just use him as a receiver.
Yeah.
Because we essentially have Kittle and Reed are two big receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I forgot they have Josh Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, he's Jacobs a beast. He should have won. He should have won Rookie of the Year, but he was hurt for four games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Raiders might have something going for them this year, actually.
I mean, they may.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they can be a lot more competitive than what they've been.
Yeah.
I don't know about their defensive backs, like their corner safeties.
Yeah.
They're not. They're kind of all, like, average players. I haven't really heard anything from them.
I'll tell you what, though. I would love to take a trip to this stadium. I saw it halfway built.
Oh, the Vegas stadium?
Yeah. Because it's literally, as soon as you leave the airport and go towards the Strip, it's right there.
Is it really?
It is right.
I forgot they moved to Vegas.
Which is crazy to me, because I'm
they're not playing there this year, are they?
They're playing in it. Yeah, it's
are
done.
They really?
It's done.
It is
done, man, because it was close to being done when I went.
Is the LA summer. Stadium done too for the Chargers and the Rams?
Yeah, it'll be done this month, I believe. They're putting the finishing touches on it, so.
What's y'all's thoughts on the Rams' new uniforms? Y'all like him?
No, those are terrible.
The Chargers' uniforms are nice. Those powder blues.
Yeah, but they've always had that powder blue.
Yeah,
I think they just changed it to one of the primary jerseys.
Yeah.
So. I like that, though, but one of the stadiums I want to go to is Tampa Bay.
I've been there. It's trash.
I like that ship. I thought that was pretty cool.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, oh, that's because they're in your division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay. You might see it when Tom Brady destroys your team. It'll be all right, though.
I would love to just take a tour to all the new stadiums, like, even Dallas Stadium, I heard, is excellent. I never did.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
It's Tampa. Isn't it Tampa?
It's probably Tampa.
It's Tampa, because I remember people saying that they could host the Super Bowl. Like, they could actually play in the Super Bowl at home.
Oh, yeah.
And then the draft. That's what it was. The draft. The Browns. Who was supposed to have the draft this year?
Vegas was supposed to have it.
Yeah, because they got it. Browns have it next year, and they have it in 2 years.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get it this year.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a good conversation. We're going to wrap it off because I don't want to think about the dumb Buccaneers winning the whole Super Bowl. All
right, final thoughts. Like, one bold prediction in sports in general. It could be anything. Just fire away.
You go first.
My bold prediction is Giants will make the playoffs.
Wow.
The Giants will make the playoffs. Oh, God. They'll make it by wild card, though. They won't win the division, but they'll make it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're young.
I would hate that.
But
that would mean that Daniel Jones had a better season than Dwayne Haskins.
Which I could totally see happen.
Which I would hate.
I could see it happen, though. Because they have a decent offense. Oh. They did pick up some offensive linemen.
Yeah.
So I think Giants will make playoffs this year. That's my bold prediction.
Okay.
Man. Who's the receivers?
They still have Golden Tate, right?
Yeah, Golden Tate, who's just... Sterling Shepard, if he stays healthy, he got injured a couple times last year. Then they have tight end.
Ingram.
Yeah.
Evan Ingram.
But he's basically like a wide receiver.
Yeah.
He can't block at all.
And they have the, you know, Saquon.
And Saquon can do it all.
Yeah.
Best overall.
They have some weapons. They do. They definitely have some weapons.
What's y'all's bold prediction?
You have yours?
I think I do. There's two. And I think they're both going to be super controversial. I do think Jordan Love's going to start at some point this season. I think somehow or the other, there's something's going to happen between Aaron Rodgers where they're either it's a conflict with the coach, injury, or whatever, but Jordan Love is going to be the starter for the Packers going at some point in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other bold prediction is, again, another quarterback. I think Jalen Hurts is going to take over the Eagles' offense, and they're never going to look back.
I would hate that, man.
I didn't like his passing. His passing.
I'm not a big. I like his overall game, and I think Jalen Hurts will fit in a Doug Peterson offense. And I think because it's gonna Wentz is especially gonna get hurt again, mm-hmm. and I think they're gonna go to Jalen Hurts, and he's gonna somehow figure out to manage a way to win games. And
yeah, that all depends on the Eagles receivers, because you know mm-hmm. the Eagles receivers do not like to catch the ball.
Yeah. So those are my two bold predictions that these two young.
I will say because I know we talked about it before. With Jalen Hurts and stuff like so, Andy Reid, because Doug Peterson mm-hmm. Is part of Andy Reid's like
coaching tree,
and Andy Reid comes from the Packers like coaching tree.
Yep.
They have been known for drafting quarterbacks like every year. They're, like they always draft quarterbacks and stuff, and sometimes they use them as assets.
I don't think Jalen Hurts was that though.
I don't think so either.
I think they couldn't believe that he was still there. Yeah, and they jumped all over
it.
That.
Definitely raised my eyebrows. So I was mm-hmm. like, okay. Yep. But I like Carson Wentz. If he stays healthy, he is a top tier quarterback. Absolutely.
But do you think Alex Smith will come back?
No.
Do you think he'll play at all?
No.
I don't think he should.
I think what's going to happen is Dwayne Haskins is going to win another game, and he's going to go out to the fan. Well, I forgot there's not going to be any fans. He's going to go out to his players and try to take a selfie. And they're going to have Alex Smith come out and do just one little kneel, and that'll be it for him. That's what I want to see. I want to see him like take a snap.
Yeah.
And it's just like
end his career that way rather than ending it all the way it did.
Just the mere fact the man is walking is a miracle in itself.
Yeah, y'all have. What was that? Two weeks in a row, y'all had leg injuries.
Yeah. Ew, crazy.
And that was bad.
Right, so what's your bold prediction, Manny?
Mine, I have two. My first one will be the Patriots are going to win more games than the Buccaneers. So that means, you know, Belichick is going to win more than Brady.
Okay.
Second one, Jameis Winston is going to take over the New Orleans Saints.
And people are still hating on Drew Brees.
Are you a Drew Brees fan?
No, I don't like Drew Brees.
Okay.
I don't like Drew Brees. I don't like the Saints.
Especially after what he said.
Yeah.
That made me not like him anymore.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't want that at all. I do not want Jameis Winston to take
over. I know he's in your division.
Yes. The Saints are a good team.
Though. They are.
They are.
And what they say, Jameis Winston threw more receptions to the Saints defense than the Saints backup quarterback.
But Jameis is good, though. And he had LASIK surgery. People haven't been talking about this much. Because I think there has been an issue with his eyes. Like, when you seem like squinting all the time.
There's something wrong with his head, man.
Yeah, there must be something wrong with his head. Because if you're squinting the whole time and playing quarterback, and you don't realize you need that.
Yeah.
My favorite Jameis Winston moment is when he ate that W.
I know.
And Deshaun Jackson is sitting there staring like, what kind of motivational speech is this, man? Eating your fingers?
I love him, though, man. I call him Bishop Winston. Like, I feel like he's going to be a dog in that system.
He loves picking fights, though.
He does.
I really hope he's
going to be a dog in the system. Like, that is the perfect system for him. Because Drew Brees, nobody talks about it. Drew Brees throws a lot. Drew Brees throws a lot of interceptions. He throws a lot of touchdowns. Like, historically, he has.
But they hype up Mike Thomas too much.
No.
I think Mike Thomas doesn't catch a pass over 5 yards. Like, all of his passes are within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage, and then he runs for 20 yards.
But he's still a great receiver.
He's not top five for me.
What?
Come on now.
Who's your top five right now?
Julio.
No one doubts that.
Okay. Hopkins. Odell's still in the top five.
Really?
Not now.
I got Odell in the top five.
How? He hasn't been productive in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, but is that his fault, though? That's not his fault. He's a great receiver.
When you are one of the best, when you are supposed to be one of the best receivers, you can do a nut. I look at what DJ Moore just did this past year with a bunch of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He still had 1,000 yards and put a touchdown, and this is only his second year.
Look at what DeAndre Hopkins has done.
Yeah,
I mean, but Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback. Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback. But if you look at all his highlights, it makes me so mad. He's always running. Like, why can't their offensive line hold for more than a second?
I don't know. Well, back to you. Okay, Odell. I don't agree with that, but go ahead. Keep going. Who are you going to?
Mike Evans.
Yep.
Okay.
And who else? Devontae Adams.
I'm glad you put Devontae in there, though.
Devontae Adams, I like him.
You would put Odell above Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen hasn't really done anything. I don't.
Keenan Allen's been consistent.
Keenan Allen's been consistent, but he's never been a superstar. Odell has been a superstar.
I wouldn't
and
even.
He's still like, a superstar.
Man, I really can't believe you put Odell in there.
I put Keenan Allen at 7, and I put Michael Thomas at 6. I just think
where's Amari on that?
He's probably 9.
What?
Come he on. He drops too many passes.
But he's still. I mean, you gotta look. And I'm not even a stats guy, but he still posts.
I put Hill at 8.
Tyreek Hill at 8
over
this
Amari
list
Cooper.
Is very questionable
because Tyreek Hill. I'm not saying he's a better. Oh, he's not a better complete receiver. All right. But he's faster.
We're
going to
end this podcast real quick before we continue on all night.
This list is got. We're gonna have to do an episode on Rico's list.
Yeah,
now.
He's throwing some wild
I'll have
suggestions
stats next
and stuff.
Time. I'll have stats next time.
We're definitely gonna revisit these lists.
We're gonna have to. All right. Yeah, this was fun.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming.
We'll have you back now.
Yeah,
just solidify that one.
You're an in-house sports guy now. We're gonna have you come on and talk sports with us.
Oh man.
All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. We appreciate those who have already done that. Leave a rating and or review. And we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
See you.
Peace.